President Donald Trump's economic aide, Larry Kudlow, said, quote, we are resuming talks with China. And if there is a deal with China, he says it has to be in America's interest and address U.S. concerns over technology, intellectual property theft, and cyber crimes. Here to tell us more about the investment implications for the United States and China is Abe Deshpande. He is the founder and the chief investment officer for Centerstone Investors, and he joins us here in our studios. Thank you very much for being here, Abe. What are the links that investors need to pay attention to as part of these ongoing and offgoing negotiations between the U.S. and China over trade?
Well, first of all, thanks, Pim, for having me on the show. And clearly there's a lot of noise coming out of the China-U.S. talks with trade. I think the couple of key things to just keep in mind. One is that this trade war, as they call it, it may be symptomatic of a broader, I guess, realignment of U.S. policy towards China. And, this could be just the one step of that policy change. So other things to look out for would be, how the Chinese react in terms of their currency. Their currency is very overvalued versus the dollar. I think they've kept it stable, as to not antagonize the United States. But that's, a few years ago we woke up and they had devalued the currency 6-7%. It caused major problems, but the currency is very, very overvalued. And I would, just be a little cautious that we don't have a repeat of that, maybe even a more extreme repeat if the Chinese are pushed into a corner. As it is, their economy is slowing down. There are some credit, some cracks in the credit armor there. So, if the U.S. pushes too hard, I'd be wary of, or at least watchful of more of an antagonistic response by the Chinese.
So when you say a response on the part of the Chinese, we could literally wake up tomorrow and overnight have found out that the Chinese government takes action to weaken the currency further.
That would be a natural response to a weakening of their economy if it's caused by these trade friction. I don't think that's tomorrow. I think they wouldn't do that now and jeopardize the talks that they have with the United States. But if you get to a point where they have fewer options available to them, that's they have a lot of credit already built up in the system, and I think the most natural pain-free process for them, if in their best interest, is to lower the value of their currency, not to engage in more leverage, not to leverage more.
All right, now one of the sort of focuses that you have is on trying to find those value propositions that can make investors money. One of them has to do with logistics, and I want to ask you about this. This is the Kerry Group, based in Ireland. What is it about the logistics business, and why would you pick a logistics operator during a time of trade tensions?
Sure. So Kerry Logistics is it's a part of the Kerry Group. It's listed in Hong Kong. And the company itself, as the name sounds, provides logistics for companies trying to stitch together their supply routes from Asia into the United States or Europe, what have you, from manufacturing to customer. So what the interesting thing is about them is as people are trying to game or scenario plan the reorientation of trade routes, is they have existing logistics warehouses, modern warehouses all throughout Southeast Asia. So if a company wanted to reorient out of China into, say, produce in Thailand or Malaysia, what have you, instead, these guys are well positioned for that. And as evidence of that, the last report that they had, they showed 25% year-over-year growth because of this, because people have started to reorient their supply chains.
And the idea being that this is a focus on all of Southeast Asia, so it doesn't really matter what happens, let's say, specifically in China, because they'll still prosper because trade is still going on.
Yeah, I mean, they would disproportionately benefit if there was a continuing supply chain reorientation, because the what they built is relatively new, so it's not fully utilized. And as they utilize it more, the margins go through the roof, and that's what's starting to happen. So we've got, there are ways to position yourself. The market is also very sensitive and overreacts a lot to some of the negative macro numbers that are coming out of, say, China. The auto suppliers globally, it's case in point. You see, it's not Centerstone Investors is a global, we're value investors, but we tend to, prefer higher quality companies. companies like Valeo in France have seen their stock prices drop by 50 to 70% because of some temporary weakness in the auto market in China. So there are other opportunities that are coming out too.
You're going to have to come and spend more time with us. I'm sorry, we got to leave it there, but look forward to you coming on again in the future and giving us even more detail about your value perspective. Abe Deshpande, he is the founder and chief investment officer for Centerstone Investors.